Thank you so much for the interview, Rodney.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
What happened in Adelaide exactly?
An Aboriginal man is deceased and passed away in a prison system. And we think that, you know, that this is very sad. It's very sad for the man's family and all their families around there that this has happened. There's recommendations being put in place, you know, for over 20 years to stop this from happening, and it's still happening. And we haven't addressed. State governments have been very lazy and not following the recommendations that came out into the Royal Deaths in Custody all those years ago. And unless the state governments start following those recommendations, we're going to have more deaths in this system. And I think that it's a very sad place for us to be as a country. As a country, we're only as strong as the people that we've got in our prisons. We need to be able to change that. So if people do go into prisons, they come out better people. We're not doing that either. We're not rehabbing people in there and making them better citizens. They're coming out with more problems than they go in with, and it's a disgrace on our country.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should happen to prevent other similar incidents like this?
I think that the Commonwealth government is at fault here as well. The Commonwealth government has been very lazy and has not made the state governments follow the recommendations that they put in place in the first place. If they was to follow them 339 recommendations, we wouldn't have people, we wouldn't have family members dying in this system. Now, I'm not saying that people don't go in for reasons. People do go in there for reasons, but let's try and address them so they come out better people when they come out the other end.
The family of Mr. Morrison, the man who died in the prison, was informed with a delay. How is that possible?
That's a human error that has happened to that family. You know, that family has been denied that time and understanding on what happened to their family member. And, you know, those people need to have a good look at themselves that allowed that to happen. The person who allowed that, not for the family to know, for all them hours, the trouble that man was in, that lies very heavily on that person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there needs to be recommendations put in place so that person doesn't have the power to stop their family from seeing that person again. That person should no longer be in that position.
Do you know what happened after death? Were there some inquests or not?
You know, the recommendations, the 339 recommendations, within those recommendations, they have said that all deaths in custody should be treated as homicides, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They should be totally independent, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. So when we speak about death in custody, what actually happens there? Are the people beaten? Are they starved?
Well, we'll have to have a look and see what the coroner's report comes out with to find out. And we won't know until that coroner's report is done to see what actually happened to that person.
Mm-hmm. But usually, like generally speaking, do we know?
No. Well, they're all different things that happen. And they're usually in the coroner's report, and they're usually the families that get that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not public?
No, not usually. But in the case of Miss Jew in Western Australia, it was certainly that she died there, and that case is, although it's not over, you know, there's certainly lots of people have indicated how that she died in the prison, and it was probably one of the most agonising, you know, deaths in the prison, and her family go through that in the coronial inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Amnesty International also calls for a coronial inquest for the case of Mr. Morrison.
Yes.
Is that proceeded now, or are you still waiting?
It will proceed, I think, but you know, the family is calling for a totally independent inquiry, like the recommendations in the deaths in custody recommended, that it be totally independent. And, you know, I think that that's very important for that family to have, you know, some peace at the end of this death.
Mm-hmm. And this case happened in Adelaide, in South Australia.
Yeah.
And South Australia has very high rates of adult Indigenous people in prison.
Yep.
Why is that?
It's because a lot of our people have been, you know, that's where our people end up, and we've got to ask why is that amount of our people in the prison. And look, that's, you know, that should be a question we should be asking the police and the justice system. Why have you got so many there?
Mm-hmm. Do you think there should be some prevention programs for that?
Well, certainly, look, we need to do things that's going to stop our people from... we don't want the crime in the first place. So we want to do something that's going to prevent crime, because people who get their houses broken into and cars stolen, they're really upset with this system as well. You know, and they think that these people should go to prison. But we need to be trying to persuade people to stop from doing that in the first place, and then we wouldn't have to fill our prisons up with all these people.
Mm-hmm. What are mainly the crimes people go to prison for? Is there like some typical...
There's many types of crimes that the people go for, from drunk driving to not paying their fines, for breaking and entering, for stealing cars. There's many different types of fines that people go to prison for, and there's a whole list of them.
Is the situation getting better or worse?
I think it's getting worse, yeah. You know, when our people are dying in the prison, it's a very sad time for people to, you know, to wake up and no longer that person's not going to be there for Christmas with that family. And, you know, those things can be prevented. We can prevent this from happening, but we're not. And that's the problem. We can prevent crime a lot more than what we do, but we don't. We rather lock people up and the system doesn't cater and help these people in the long term. And that's the things we need to change. Prevention of crime. People don't want people breaking into their houses. You know, both sides don't like it.
Mm. Are there any positive examples, maybe some other countries where this prevention of crime is happening?
I think that in crimes all around the world, Texas is one place. Some of the jails are actually empty in Texas because they've done preventative work in these areas, yeah.
Wonderful.
Justice reinvestment, you know, is really critical in this to stop the crime in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Rodney, for
Thank you.
The interview.